هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
Lana Dara is half Kurdish, half Irish. Born in London, she's come to Australia in 2015. Originally having studied architecture, she's since pursued a further degree in teaching. But her creativity isn't limited to this only. Lana, welcome to the Kurdish program on SBS Radio Australia.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lana, born to a Kurdish father and an Irish mother, raised in London, could you briefly tell us a little bit about your journey to Australia?
Well, I've always loved to travel, so traveling to Australia was always on my bucket list, and I came here to travel. I traveled through Asia first in 2015 and decided to come to Australia after, and I traveled all around Australia and settled in Perth, where I have a cousin, and my cousin is from Dublin, and I settled with her really just for the Christmas holiday in 2015, and I loved it so much here that I stayed.
Lana, many of us Kurdish millennials have had a unique upbringing growing up in the diaspora. But having grown up in London with Irish traditions as well, what does it mean to be Kurdish to you?
Well, I think being part of the Kurdish community in London, I think just being Kurdish gives you a responsibility because of the situation in Kurdistan and the situation that there's always a turbulent situation there. So I think it gives you a responsibility to raise awareness for that.
Of course.
But so for me, it's responsibility, and I love being part of the Kurdish community. It means being brave and strong and hospitable.
Let's talk a bit about that, because in the lens of creativity, which isn't limited to, you know, your art and your architecture, you've written two blogs about your Kurdish identity, one titled with our catchphrase, "No Friends But the Mountains," detailing your dad's telling of your heritage, and the other being a gorgeous story of your grandparents. Now, these blogs were written at a tumultuous time when Turkey invaded Rojava, northeast Syria. What was the push to write these entries?
Well, I think the push for me really was, at the time when I was seeing all this news unfold, I was so upset by it, and it was really weighing heavily on me. And I felt just really helpless about the situation being here in Australia. And growing up in London, I had this huge Kurdish community around me, so I always had people to talk to, but I didn't have that here. And I was going to work every day and seeing the people that I usually see, but it seemed that nobody knew the impact it was having on Kurdish people, on me and on the Kurdish community. They didn't really understand what was happening over there.
Right.
So I think that for me, it was the aim of that was just to raise awareness and to give people that personal insight to what was going on over there, and hopefully push for them to look more into it and research about it themselves.
Now let's explore that a bit more, because the blogs have gone far and wide. What's some of the feedback that you've received? Have people been pushing for those insights themselves?
They have, actually. I received so many lovely messages. I initially I thought it would maybe 50 people would read it, but looking at the stats on the website, it was over 1,000, which was shocking to me to begin with. But I received lovely messages and people asking when I will write another one. So I've actually had really lovely feedback, and it has given me a push and a desire to want to write more.
Well, let's talk about this push as well, because you're saying it's given you, you know, that sort of inspiration to write a bit more. What can we expect in terms of future entries or perhaps even writings of sorts?
So I'd like to carry on writing more family stories, more of my dad's stories and stories from the rest of my family. But in the future, I'd really like to focus on Kurdish women and the strength and bravery of Kurdish women. As we've all seen on the news, the YPG women are some of the bravest women I think I've ever seen. So I've taken a lot of inspiration in stories I'm writing at the moment about, based on the experiences I hear of these Kurdish women.
Now, your inspiration isn't exclusive to YPG only. You know, you've read a story about your grandmother and her experiences growing up in Iraqi Kurdistan back then, but also your mother being of an Irish background. There are similar feelings of resistance from that point of view. So What sort of influences do you get from that perspective from two different sides?
Well, I think that's something my parents have in common, and it's always something that I've taken as an inspiration to, and it influences the way that I feel. Of course, from my Irish side, my family were Republicans and they wanted a united Ireland. And it's the same with my Kurdish side. They want their whole country for themselves, as they should. So that has been a big impact on my writing. And that my parents have encouraged me a lot with my writing. It's the same as my Irish and Kurdish family have.
Of course, and I'm sure writing's not the only thing that they've been encouraging you to proceed with. I understand that you have an exciting art project that you're exploring in the background as well. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Well, my artwork is really, I love to draw. I've always loved to draw. And my influences there are just really from things I see every day, whether it's animals or the details in a flower, whatever that is. I just take inspiration everywhere from that. So the artwork really is more sort of broad, but it's really a therapy for me. I could draw all day and it's just relaxing.
Lana, we want to thank you so much for your time today. We wish you all the best and success in your future endeavours.
Thank you very much for having me. I feel honoured to have been asked.
Like Booker. پاره و بکه تیبنی آخوا بنفسینا SBS کردی لسر فیسبوک بشو بینا.